If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Ruhlman Steakhouse, but if you want to make reservations for Mother's Day, you sure can right now. Or if you can't wait that long to dine there, it's in between Lincoln and Omaha on Highway 6, and Ashland Sip has been there recently. Ooh. You had a sirloin there, Sip, is that right?
Yes, it was excellent. It was excellent.
What'd you have for sides?
Macaroni and broccolini. And they're both excellent.
Beverage?
Was it macaroni and cheese or just macaroni?
It was macaroni and cheese.
Okay, there. Okay, that's what I was hoping.
With something crust on, with some sort of crust on it. The broccolini, and I can't remember, what do we have to drink? Beth had wine. I didn't drink
wine. No wine for you?
Wine.
Okay.
Malbec?
Malbec.
Yeah, is that good?
I suppose.
I don't drink it. I think I just had water. Yeah. I had water.
Well, you can get something next time. Maybe
well,
a beverage.
What's wrong with water?
It's fun. Water's great.
They have great
healthy.
Water.
It is awesome.
You
water.
You got your bottled water. You got your fizzy water.
I usually just
you
drink
got your
water.
Tap water. They got it all. They do everything there.
I just drink water usually.
But that's fine. It's
still
way to save money.
Yeah. Check in with them Sunday morning. They might have availability.
They could for Easter.
They could have Easter availability. So there could be a late cancellation.
But if you want to go this week at all, Chilean sea bass, walleye, which Bill has had, they've got the filet mignon, sirloin, New York strip. Tons of great options at Ruhlman Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland, just between Lincoln and Omaha. By the way, Farley just walked in here.
Comes
in here during the breaks. He pointed out, and Bill said this during the weekend, the attendance at the Alabama spring game.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Nick Kelly on Twitter. He points A-Day game was packed 2024. 2025 looks like there's maybe a quarter of the place full
because,
in Alabama.
Because
the different format of the spring game.
They go different format?
They changed the format up. And so the format was, I don't know exactly what it is, but it was more along the lines of not a game. And so there's two things with it. One, it's year two, so that can always be a change a little bit so it's not the first year of DeBoer, and then also most likely the format was part of the change where it's like, you know what, we're not going to go watch whatever they have going on.
And so, what's their final record?
9-3 or 9-4?
Nine and four.
Doesn't help.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
So there you go. The big story from Saturday morning before I played golf was there's a big story in college football. We know there's been drama with Tennessee and Nico Yamaleva in terms of the NIL, what money he wants, what money he's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they decided to move on. Tennessee says, see ya to Nico Yamaleva. You can go somewhere else. We're not paying you what you want, essentially, your NIL. And this was, I don't know, pretty eye-opening news on Saturday morning to say that, you know, we thought that, hey, it feels like now that all the schools will say, yes, what do you need? We'll get it for it. We'll cover it. This is the first time we've really heard, no, we're not going to go that far, and we're moving on from you.
Yeah, he's making 2.5.
Which is great.
Or 2 point something. And 1-4. And he just screwed it up. I mean, he should have done it in December. Like, December 28th was the last... was the last day of the winter portal opening. And what happened that day? Cam Ward sat out the second half of the bowl game against Iowa State. That would have been a good time to jump in. Miami was going to need a guy.
Right.
He didn't have adequate representation. And it got to be a mess. Now he'll probably land somewhere. I don't know what he'll get. He's kind of damaged goods now. It was the big thing is he's the first guy that held out. You know, I mean, back in the day, me and Jake, back in the day, took a lot of slings and arrows from people because we were saying, guys are going to hold out. No, they won't, Sip. No, they won't. Nobody's holding out. You guys are just being negative.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
were we?
Yeah, were we?
Being realists over here.
The fascination of this goes it goes so deep. One of them is that the facts of the matter are is that he didn't play great. They won because of defense and running the football. Mm-hmm. In the SEC, he played 8 games. Mm-hmm. He had 9 touchdown passes, and 4 of them came in the last game against Vanderbilt. Mm. So in 7
got Vandy.
Against 7 in 7 games, he had 5 touchdown passes. So there was nothing numbers wise mm-hmm. where you just went the quarterbacks that are out there that were so much just take like a Nussmeier from LSU, way more productive, mm-hmm. way more, not even close. And so it's very odd that someone had the season, and I've heard pundits say this, they won in spite of him more than because of him. It wasn't good. No, he's a redshirt freshman, so there should be all kinds of slack for that, a redshirt freshman. But the numbers don't add up for where he was. When they played at Oklahoma, when Heupel went back to win that game, they won the game by playing defense and not turning the ball over. And Heupel just pulled it in and said, we're just going to finish this game out. Because they couldn't, the quarterback was not playing at a level, and he was smart enough to know not to put him in that spot.
There's never been a time at Tennessee where you felt he was a Heisman contender. You know, like this guy, Nico's going to be a Heisman guy. No, he's a fine quarterback. He's not bad. He's not, I mean, he's probably better than mediocre, but he's not elite. But there's no elite look for Nico Yamaleva. I mean, he's had some nice moments where he looked really good, but it's about the whole game, not bits and pieces with him.
What happens is these guys get highly rated in high school. And that explains a lot of the price tag he's asking for.
Like you said, is there something in place? Did he have real leverage? Which means when he went to Tennessee, was there something else also in place to have real leverage? Because right now, just imagine, he's a starting quarterback at Tennessee, and now he's not. Right. Where's he going?
Nobody knows.
He skipped practice.
Where's he
on
going?
Friday.
And so that's the part that's just beyond. And so it must be set up. Now, if it's true that Dan Lanning, the quarterback, I mean, the coach, not quarterback, the
coach,
head
of Oregon.
Coach of Oregon, mm-hmm. reached out. That's that's been the narrative right now, mm-hmm. to let Heupel know and Tennessee know through his agent or whoever it is, mm-hmm. that he's looking for a deal. Mm-hmm. That was incredible. That was awesome.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as you did before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you are correct. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
Omaha Steaks makes it easy to keep great food on hand, so dinner time is simple and convenient. And right now, you can get 12 free burgers and free shipping for life when you shop at omahasteaks.com/onrepeat. At Omaha Steaks, you're in control. Order once or set up recurring shipments for more savings, more convenience, and inflation-proof pricing. Visit omahasteaks.com/onrepeat to get started today and get 12 free burgers and free shipping for life. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think it's awesome by Dan. Hey, FYI, just so you guys know, the agent's reaching out to us.
Oh, and Dan Lanning said that?
Yeah, Lanning said that. And alleged. There's been no proof of that, but that is the narrative that's out there. If it was true, I think it's awesome. Hey, FYI, Josh, real quick there, take a quick phone call. Yeah, let me know what's going on. Yeah, your quarterback's reaching out to people, just so you know. You're in spring practice right now, and he's reaching out to people.
He just got to tell him goodbye.
And I just loved that Lanning, if this is accurate, I think it's awesome coach to coach.
This is from CBS Sports here, right? When Yamaleva's camp approached Tennessee officials this spring asking for Reyes, Tennessee pushed back, which we said. Yeah. When those negotiations broke out in the media, Yamaleva never came out and made a public display of loyalty, which frustrated many in the program, according to multiple sources. So this was just coming to a head quickly.
Then he skipped practice on Friday in his holdout, and Heupel just said goodbye, which you had to do that at that point. That's just too bad. There's a part of me that says these kids, they're in a position now where they're trying to get all they can. Yeah. We created it. Everybody let it happen. I mean, I'm not totally down on him. I mean, this is what people wanted. This is what you wanted.
Not us.
He is playing by the rules.
Right.
Exactly. So he's not playing out of the rules. I'm not supporting him. I think it's wrong, but he's playing by the rules.
Yeah.
And if you NFL, I think how many players miss opening games?
They hold out.
We're
all
holding
time.
Out. But guess what? They can't leave. They can't leave. They don't get to just leave. And when someone does just leave, they say, well, coaches leave. And they do leave. Yeah, but guess what else they do? But they pay buyouts.
Right. So
when they leave, buyout. They got to pay a buyout.
Right.
Like right now, if Kirby Smart leaves and goes to Alabama, it's going to be probably about $20 million that they got to pay in a buyout.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do that.
When you get big contracts, there's no buyout.
No.
There's nothing there. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like I said, the football world really had a major change. And some people will say this is for the better because this will make something have to happen. This actually taking place will mean something has to happen.
What is that, though?
Everyone was at Capitol Hill, right? Three days ago, all the commissioners were all there trying to get government help on this, a bill passed to be able to help with how we get our arms wrapped around this. Because right now it's so out of control, but it's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's out of control.
A major risk. I mean, there's no guarantee anybody will pay him $4 million like he wants. There's no guarantee, right? We just established he is not for sure an elite quarterback that can win a Heisman Trophy. He's not for sure. He is good.
He's good.
He's got flashes, but he is not for sure that guy. So if you are Oregon or USC or somebody out there,
UCLA,
talking about Gideon, are you going to pay that kind of money that it's known that he wants when he's already making 2.5 or 6 before Tennessee?
I don't know what he'll get. UCLA, what did I see? UCLA, USC. UCLA, according to reports, clubhouse leader. I don't know where they get the money.
And they've already brought a quarterback in from, was it App State or something?
Yeah, they did.
They've already brought
Appalachian a State.
Yeah.
And they paid a basketball player $3 million. So there's some money there, apparently. Notre Dame needs a quarterback.
So just put this, let's go to super fan and super columnist. This happens Saturday at Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
What's the fan base like?
No, I mean, it's wild.
In Tennessee's fan base, very similar to Nebraska.
Yeah.
Very, very
weird.
Similar.
I can't imagine Dylan doing that, first of
all.
Yeah,
just the scenario, though. What would the fan base be like?
It would be crazy. On the day before the spring game? So I think was that his leverage play? I'm going to do this the day before the spring game.
Probably.
So the fans ain't going to see me.
Yeah.
Heupel just made the right move. No, it'd be crazy.
I mean,
Can you imagine the talk radio
this morning if we're in Knoxville?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the conversation that would be going on back? It would just be completely nuts.
I think it would be.
I'd like to know if the fans are mad at Tennessee for not paying him or just saying, hey, screw you, quarterback, go elsewhere.
I think it's mostly the latter.
Nico. Yeah.
So just imagine this year. He leaves, and they go 5-7, 6-6.
They, Tennessee.
Could you imagine the anger there is? Because right now they feel they're probably a playoff team with their quarterback returning, redshirt freshman, should be better, and he needs to be better. If he doesn't play a lot better, they're not going to the playoffs. They're not.
Now they'll go. They got to go get a quarterback, probably, right?
Yeah, where are they going?
I don't know.
Yeah, who's
April
coming?
14th.
Yeah, April 14th, the last portal. Like that, who are you going to get?
I don't know.
And
they have two. They have a redshirt freshman and a freshman. Yeah,
they only have two on. Think about that. Yeah. Now they have two on scholarship,
and one just got there.
One just got there. He's a true freshman.
I mean, Heupel must feel okay about it, but I mean, I don't know who you go get.
It's pretty well. The first thing to make the playoff. They don't have a quarterback.
The first thing that
right
comes
now.
Up is there's somebody right now that's a very good player, someplace that's a starter. And he's like, hang on a second. Tennessee may need me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a step up for me. Yeah. I can go to the SEC.
Right. So
I
mean, could probably get
so there. So there could be somebody that's like all of a sudden.
I don't need $4 million.
I'll take two.
Yeah, we're good.
I'll take 1.5 and come over there and
great.
They'll go get somebody, I think.
But it creates, and the same thing everyone has. So it's just like coaches do. Hey, have you spoken to so and so about the head coaching job? I have not spoken with anybody. Never does he say his agent hasn't spoken with anybody.
No.
So now they all can have agents. So when there's conversations they can simply just say, I did not speak with anyone.
No, the agents are a huge problem right now. And they were a huge problem for him. He got bad representation.
We will have more thoughts on this story throughout the day with Tennessee and Nico Yamaleva. When we come back, Bills Thrills and Song of the Day next on Early Break and the Ticket.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.